In early June of this year, the First Presidency announced that a revelation had been received by President Spencer W. Kimball, extending priesthood and temple blessings to all worthy male members of the church. President Kimball has asked that I advise the conference that after he received this revelation, which came to him after extended meditation and prayer in the sacred rooms of the Holy Temple, he presented it to his counselors, who accepted it and approved it. It was then presented to the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, who unanimously approved it, and was subsequently presented to all other general authorities, who likewise approved it unanimously. President Kimball has asked that I now read this letter, June 8, 1978, to all general and local priesthood officers of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints throughout the world. Dear brethren, as we have witnessed the expansion of the work of the Lord over the earth, we have been grateful that people of many nations have responded to the message of the restored gospel and have joined the church in ever-increasing numbers. This, in turn, has inspired us with a desire to extend to every worthy member of the church all of the privileges and blessings which the gospel affords. Aware of the promises made by the prophets and presidents of the church who have preceded us, that at some time in God's eternal plan, all of our brethren who are worthy may receive the priesthood, and witnessing the faithfulness of those from whom the priesthood has been withheld, we have pleaded long and earnestly in behalf of these, our faithful brethren, spending many hours in the temple, upper room of the temple, supplicating the Lord for divine guidance. He has heard our prayers, and by revelation has confirmed that the long-promised day has come when every faithful, worthy man in the church may receive the Holy Priesthood with power to exercise its divine authority and enjoy with his loved ones every blessing that flows therefrom, including the blessings of the temple. Accordingly, all worthy male members of the church may be ordained to the church, to the priesthood without regard for race or color. Priesthood leaders are instructed to follow the policy of carefully interviewing all candidates for ordination to either the Aaronic or the Melchizedek priesthood to ensure that they meet the established standards for worthiness. We declare with soberness that the Lord has now made known his will for the blessing of all his children throughout the earth who will hearken to the voice of his authorized servants and prepare themselves to receive every blessing of the gospel. Signed, sincerely yours, Spencer W. Kimball, N. Eldon Tanner, Marion G. Romney, First Presidency. Recognizing Spencer W. Kimball as a prophet, seer, and revelator, and president of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, it is proposed that we as a constituent assembly accept this revelation as the word and will of the Lord. All in favor, please signify by raising your right hands. Any opposed by the same sign? President Kimball, it appears that the vote has been unanimous in the affirmative and the motion has carried. Now, before presenting the general authorities and officers of the conference for vote, President Kimball has also asked me to make the following statement. The very rapid growth of the church across the world, with the attendant increase of travel and responsibility, has made it necessary to consider a change in the status for some of the brethren of the general authorities. Some of our associates have served for many years with complete and unselfish dedication, and they deserve every honor and recognition for such devoted service. It is felt and advisable at this time to reduce somewhat the load of responsibility that they carry. After a long period of prayerful consideration and counsel, extending over, indeed over several years, we announce a new and specific status to be given from time to time to brethren of our associates in the general authorities. We announce that some brethren have been designated as emeritus members of the First Quorum of the 70. These brethren are not being released, but will be excused from active service. It is out of consideration for the personal welfare, well-being of the individuals, and with deep appreciation for their devoted service, that this designation will be given from time to time to designated members of the general authorities. I will now present the general authorities, general officers, and general auxiliary officers of the church for the sustaining vote of the conference, following which Elder Gordon B. Hinckley of the Council of the Twelve will be our first speaker. It is proposed that we sustain President Spencer W. Kimball as President, Prophet, Seer, and Revelator, and President of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. All in favor, please make it manifest. Contrary, if there be any but the same sign. Nathan Eldon Tanner is First Counselor in the First Presidency. Marion G. Romney is Second Counselor in the First Presidency. All in favor, please signify. Those opposed by the same sign. It is proposed that we sustain as President of the Council of the 12 Apostles, Elder Ezra Taft Benson. All in favor, please manifest it. Contrary, if any, by the same sign. As the quorum of the 12 Apostles, Ezra Taft Benson, Mark E. Peterson, LeGrand Richards, Howard W. Hunter, Gordon B. Hinckley, Thomas S. Monson, Boyd K. Packer, Marvin J. Ashton, Bruce R. McConkie, L. Tom Perry, David B. Haight, and James E. Faust. All in favor, please manifest it. Those opposed by the same sign. As Patriarch of the Church, Elder Eldred G. Smith. All in favor, please magnify, manifest it. Contrary to the same sign. Counselors in the first presidency, 12 apostles, and the patriarch of the church as prophets, seers, and revelators. All in favor, please manifest it. Contrary to the same sign. Spencer W. Kimball as trustee and trust for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. All in favor, please manifest it. Opposed, same sign. As the presidency of the First Quorum of 70, and as members of the First Quorum of 70, Franklin D. Richards, J. Thomas Fiennes, A. Theodore Tuttle, Neil A. Maxwell, Marion D. Hanks, Paul H. Dunn, and W. Grant Bangerter, all in favor, please manifest it. Contrary, the same sign. As additional members of the First Quorum of 70, Theodore M. Burton, Bernard P. Brockbank, Robert L. Simpson, O. Leslie Stone, Robert D. Hales, Adney Y. Camazzo, Joseph B. Worthlin, Hartman Rector Jr., Lauren C. Dunn, Rex D. Penninger, Gene R. Cook, Charles A. Didier, William R. Bradford, George P. Lee, Carlos E. Acey, M. Russell Ballard, Jr., John H. Groberg, Jacob D. Auger, Von J. Featherstone, Dean L. Larson, Royden D. Derrick, Robert E. Wells, G. Homer Durham, James M. Paramore, Richard G. Scott, Hugh W. Pinnock, F. Enzo Busche, Yoshihiko Kikuchi, Ronald E. Pullman, Derek A. Cuthbert, Robert L. Backman, Rex C. Reeve, Sr., F. Burton Howard, Teddy E. Burton, and Jack H. Goslin, Jr. As emeritus members of the First Quorum of the 70, Sterling W. Sill, Henry D. Taylor, James A. Collimore, Joseph Anderson, William H. Bennett, John H. Vandenberg, and S. Dilworth Young. All in favor, please manifest it. Contrary, if any, by the same sign. As a presiding bishopric, Victor L. Brown, presiding bishop, H. Burke Peterson as first counselor, and J. Richard Clark as second counselor. All in favor, please manifest it. Contrary, if be any by the same sign. As regional representatives, all regional representatives as they are present constituted. The Relief Society, Barbara Bradshaw Smith, President, Janeth Russell, Canon, First Counselor, and Marion Richard Boyer, Second Counselor, with all members of the board as present constituted. The Sunday School, Russell M. Nelson, President, Joe J. Christensen, First Counselor, and William D. Oswald, Second Counselor, with all members of the board as a present constituted. The Young Men, Neil D. Scherer, President, Graham W. Doxey, First Counselor, Quinn G. McKay, Second Counselor, with all members of the board as a present constituted. The Young Women, Elaine A. Cannon, President, Arlene B. Darger, First Counselor, and Norma B. Smith, Second Counselor, with all members of the board as at present constituted. The primary association, Naomi Maxfield Shumway, president, Colleen Bushman Lemon, first counselor, and Dorothea Lou Christensen Murdoch, second counselor, with all members of the board as at present constituted. All in favor, please manifest it. Those opposed, by the same sign. The Church Board of Education, Spencer W. Kimmel, N. Eldon Tanner, Marion G. Romney, Ezra Taft Benson, Gordon B. Hinckley, Thomas S. Monson, Boyd K. Packer, Marvin J. Ashton, Neil A. Maxwell, Marion D. Hanks, Victor L. Brown, and Barbara B. Smith. All in favor, please manifest it. Contrary, by the same sign. The Church Finance Committee, Wilford G. Edling, Harold H. Bennett, Weston E. Hamilton, David M. Kennedy, and Warren E. Pugh. The Tabernacle Choir, Hopelius Evans as president, Gerald D. Otley, conductor, Donald H. Ripplinger, associate conductor, and Robert Kundick, Roy Darley, and John Longhurst, tabernacle organists. All in favor, please manifest it. Those opposed, by the same sign. It seems, President Kimball, that the voting has been unanimous in favor of these officers and the general authorities.